their recommendation is three fish at 19 inches, and then the discussion will begin, and we'll see where we go from there.
Back in February at the winter meeting, Commissioner Martin went down on behalf of New Jersey, the governor's direction to argue for status quo for the 2017 season. Unfortunately, we're not successful in that argument, that meeting. We talked about that previously. To fast forward now, what the state ended up doing at the end of March, we filed an appeal to the commission based on their management actions of option five. And we filed it under three criteria. That's all process driven through the commission. Criteria five, stating that the management actions would result in unforeseen circumstances. Criteria three, that there's insufficient, inaccurate, incorrect application of technical data. And then criteria two, which was a failure of process. And sort of the flashing headline for criteria five is that at a 19-inch fish in New Jersey, this will be the number of undersized discarded fish that will die being returned to the water will be greater than the number of fish that will be harvested. And that is the first time in New Jersey's history that more summer flounder will die as a result of being discarded than will be harvested by anglers. We obviously argue that that is not sound fishery management.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Yeah.
You know, what we found really disappointing by the commission that they sent us a letter in mid-April. That appeal goes to a technical board, and then they decide to pass it along or not pass it along to the full commission for a hearing. And we received a letter in April stating that they were only accepting their argument based on criteria two, which is failure to follow process, throwing out criteria five regarding the management actions and the insufficient information. We were, of course, of great concern of that. You know, it sent them a letter back on Friday stating that, you know, we find their decisions, again, both regrettable and wrong, not to even let us argue all three criteria in front of the commission. But I think all of you know Commissioner Martin pretty well, who will be down there arguing the case for the state once again Thursday morning. And we will be sure to make all of those valid points to the entire commission.
All right. I see on their agenda that there is New Jersey's appeal is actually a part of the, you know, part of, listed. So I guess that's the period of time you're talking about with Commissioner Martin. That's pretty cool. That's great. Good. One thing that we've been talking about is the solidarity and the among everybody in New Jersey, elected officials, non-elected officials, bait and tackle shopping, everybody is united against this thing. And you guys are leading the way. I have to admit that doing a super job pitching for us.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Shep. And we see it again, you know, especially the elected officials, and more importantly, the anglers, our constituents, our customers, you know, and all the various groups have really been unified on this. Where in the past, I know one group feels one way and another one, you know, feels the exact opposite. But in meeting individually with all of the constituency groups, there's been a unified message,
Total. You
know, even amongst recreational commercial that, you know, we can't keep taking cuts. I mean, our overall fishing industry employs 65,000 people. It's a $2.5 billion industry, and it's a vital importance to the state. Either we win our appeal, you know, and we're going to argue it, and we believe we have the data, you know, and again, we've made our appeal letter available to the public so you can find it on our website. You know, if we are unsuccessful in winning our appeal and the other states vote against us, then what may occur, I mean, you've been at these meetings, so it's sometimes a little fast on what occurs and the exact outcome, but what may occur is they could find make a recommendation to NOAA that New Jersey is out of compliance based on the fact that we're still arguing for 2016 status quo regulations. At that point, then a referral letter is sent to the federal agency, and then ultimately, I think Bill talked about it earlier in the program, that's when the Secretary of Commerce could get involved depending on potential management action, potential outcomes from New Jersey that could result in different management actions, could result in a moratorium on the industry for the season. There are a couple different outcomes, but we're preparing and game planning for all of them. But, you know, ideally we win our appeal on Thursday coming up. But if not, we're going to be prepared to continue the fight. We have been talking to Commerce directly. We have been in conversations with NOAA's leadership team as well. So we're continuing to have those conversations. And again, just going back to the point that for the first time, more fish will be, will die as a result of being discarded than will be harvested by anglers. That is not sound fishery management. And I think those within the federal agencies as well get that, and they realize that, you know, maybe it's been pushed too far, when we're talking about a 19-inch fish in New Jersey, that, you know, we're just at a disadvantage being in the region with, New York and Connecticut. We do not have those same opportunities to catch a 19-inch fish like they do in the other states. So we're really at a disadvantage in the way the regulations were proposed.
Hey, this is Bill Schoenford. You know, we got into this New York region, and New York size limit came down an inch, and New Jersey size limit went up half an inch. And the bigger flounder are always in north of New Jersey. Is there any effort going on to get New Jersey back to a separate region?
Absolutely. You know, that would take a vote within the commission as well. So I see that occurring this year. Probably not, but that's something that we need to take care of and advocate for to get New Jersey out. Because in the simplest argument, while yes, we are neighbors with New York and Connecticut and they're in close proximity, that doesn't necessarily match the migration patterns of the species. And it's very apparent when dealing with fluke that you look at it, the difference between an 18-inch fish and a 19-inch fish. And even in New York, you have a tougher time in the western part of the state catching a 19-inch fish versus the eastern part.
Really?
You know, I know they have their own challenges within the state of New York itself, but we're at a competitive disadvantage just based on being within that region. So absolutely, that's something we're considering.
But that's going to take an awful lot of work on a part of New Jersey to get states behind it. And you know, New York and Connecticut, and for that matter, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, won't go along with this. So we have to work on the southern states. And is there any effort going on to get the southern states behind us?
Yeah, you know, and I think the point, you're absolutely right of getting the votes behind us on our side on this one. But I think, you know, for the first time in a while, as a state, we've been out front on this and fighting for it. So I believe that the other states now realize, you know, New Jersey is no longer going to be a pushover in fishery management, that we will be this difficult to deal with on everything. As
good.
Commissioner Martin said,
let's be difficult.
During a rally that we had a few months ago, enough is enough.
That's encouraging to hear.
That's
regulations
for sure.
That are, you know, unjust and unfounded and not backed up by sound management practices. And you ultimately create regulations where your individual angler is going to say, you know, I'm not going to follow those. They're not right. And if you create that distrust in government, you've probably gone too far in your fishery management process.
Yeah. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, we're creating pirates.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and do you ever hear back from any of these people? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it was very telling, you know, as we're getting prepared for our appeal, you know, the ASMFC itself has recognized the serious flaws in their data as well.
Yeah, they do.
They actually sent a letter,
I know.
April of this year to the regional administrator explaining that the technical committee, and I'm just going to quote this from the letter, has expressed concern over the volatility of MRAP harvest estimates and the predictability of crafting measures to achieve the specific harvest target at the state or regional level used conventional tools. They're admitting themselves that the data is flawed, and they're in a tough position to be able to craft regulations, especially for the recreational side, based on the way that they're collecting data and implementing data. So that's coming internally. That's not even coming from us. They're admitting that there are flaws within the data collection and how they create the quota limits. At a 19-inch fish in New Jersey, we're going to kill more through the discard than actually taking home. And they realize it's an agency, you know, with a goal, tasked with protecting the stock while creating equitable harvest limits for the recreational commercial sectors, that they're probably have gone a little bit too far. So we need to protect our fishing industry as well as our tourism industry and all the bait and tackle shops, all the restaurants, everything that's associated with it. It has a ripple effect when you have devastating regulations like this.
I think this time, while the council, as you and I both know from being down there in those meetings, they just sit there like bumps on a log when the congressman was making his presentation. I think they're starting to feel the pressure that from New Jersey as a result of it being totally together. There is no other than, you know, a little bit of arguing about season start and finish.
Reunified.
New Jersey is together at all levels in fighting this battle, and I think that's going to have an impression on the councils that are there now. And I think there has been a request by Atlantic States back to New Jersey asking for some recommendations.
It might be something going on behind the scenes.
It might be more going on than what we're hearing about. Let's put it that way.